Like an unwelcome guest, this winter keeps hanging on, serving up record amounts of snow and bitterly cold temperatures. And then there's a propane shortage. So those in Michigan and throughout the Midwest who rely on propane for their heat have to worry about getting propane, and then when they do, dealing with major price increases. What's behind this shortage, and what does it mean for the Michigan homes and businesses that rely on propane? We're joined by Judy Palnow of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Cindy.
So what is exactly causing this propane shortage?
Well, the propane shortage is really a perfect storm of various factors that came together really last fall it started. You have a large number of farmers in the Midwest who use propane to dry crops. Interestingly, Michigan farmers tend not to use propane.
Okay.
But, of course, we're involved in a regional market, and so you had a big drawdown of propane for a record crop of corn that came in kind of late in the fall, and it also came in extra wet. And so then to dry it, these farmers in other states rely on propane. So they were using it maybe later than they usually did,
okay,
and they used more of it. And then that was followed immediately by the polar vortex, which, of course, caused everyone, not just farmers, but the 9% of folks in Michigan who heat with propane, to use more than they anticipated. And there was no lag between those two events, so there was little chance to build up supply again.
Hmm.
And then, of course, we had massive amounts of snow, which didn't help the situation because propane is transported via truck. And so it took longer for them to get the propane where it's needed. Then with the shortage, trucks from Michigan were driving as far as Texas to get new supply and then back. And, of course, that just adds to the price and the time involved. And then there have just been a smattering of other occurrences that have disrupted supply, everything from a rail issue in Canada to some pipeline issues. There was a situation in the Upper Peninsula where a facility that provides propane actually ran out at a certain point because they receive product via a pipeline from Wisconsin, and the facility in Wisconsin was installing some new pipes. So there was a period there where they were not moving any product to Rapid River in the Upper Peninsula. And they did run out for a few days. And the good news was once those pumps were installed, product became available again and even was available in Rapid River a full day earlier than expected. So that just made a tight supply even tighter.
So it really is this whole kind of a spider web of things that have happened.
Yes, it's multiple factors. And, of course, the relentless bitter cold temperatures haven't helped.
No.
And so, you know, even though the price has dropped, that is good news. I haven't talked about that, I think, at all since we've been talking about propane the last month or two. The latest numbers show a 5% decrease in prices in Michigan. That's a statewide average, so that won't be the case everywhere, but that's the first time I've reported a decrease. Now, it's still 63% more than this time last year, but it is a decrease from the previous week.
At least it's not going up. I saw somewhere that Michigan customers were paying around $2.46 a gallon for their residential propane 2 months ago. So what are we paying now?
The latest information is that as of today, the statewide average price is $3.45, and that's down from $3.62 a week ago. So that's a 5% decrease, but it's still 63% more than it was a year ago.
And are you getting any complaints about gouging?
Well, the Attorney General's office is set up to handle those complaints, and we understand that they've received quite a few phone calls and emails about what customers are experiencing in their area. The situation in the Upper Peninsula is still more pronounced than it is in the Lower Peninsula, and their prices are also higher, generally speaking. So I think a lot of calls have come from the Upper Peninsula, but we've heard from folks here, even in the Lansing area, who have been concerned. And so we refer those folks to the Attorney General's office. They can go online at michigan.gov/AG and file a complaint there, or they can also call the Attorney General's office. He has a toll-free number, 877-765-8388, and customers can report that. Now, to my knowledge, you know, every complaint is looked at individually, but I don't believe they've actually determined there's been any gouging going on at this point.
I'm talking with Judy Palnow of the Michigan Public Service Commission as we explore what's behind the propane shortage and the rising prices of propane. We'll take the fact that propane dropped 5% in the last week or so, but it's still up 63% from what people were paying a year ago. So I got to ask, what kind of government help is there, Judy, for people who need help paying those heating bills?
Right. Since December, Governor Snyder has signed several executive orders that have put in place waivers for drivers who transport propane in Michigan. And that means they can drive longer and farther than they would normally be allowed to get product where it needs to go. And so the current executive order goes through March 1st. And so that, I believe, is the fourth executive order the governor has issued on that since December. So this is something that they keep an eye on. Good news that has taken place on this is that Michigan will be receiving an additional $7 million for propane for low-income customers. So that's in addition to $7 million already allocated. So that'll be a total of $14 million made available for propane customers.
I also saw that the governor, the Department of Natural Resources, but was on the governor's website saying that they're actually going to relax the firewood permits.
Yes, the firewood permits are being offered earlier than normal, and to the extent possible, if folks have a wood stove in addition to propane heating, we are hearing that folks are availing themselves of more wood, and so we encourage folks to get the permit if they need it. And that just helps take pressure off the propane situation.
Judy Palnow, Michigan Public Service Commission. Thanks for talking with us today, Judy.
Thank you.